of the Town of Discovery Bay. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken. I'll let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of District Engineer Harris.
And this is the time for public comments. I won't go through that because there is nobody from the public in the room. Is there anybody that has anything they want to say that's not on the agenda? Okay, public comments is closed. Can I get a motion to accept the minutes, please?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion or corrections? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Item D, water wastewater update. Presentations. Do we have any presentations now?
No, we don't.
Okay, let's move on to discussion items and get right into it with our water engineer, Justin Show, and I'll turn it over to you guys and let you run with it.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Item one, discussion regarding update on 4A and well 2. This is just a verbal update. There's no material in the packet for it. The board approved moving forward on the rehab. We went up costs from Roadrunner for the, we've got costs from well drillers and from pump contractors. So we talked about this a couple of meetings ago. So you probably don't need a whole refresher on the whole project, but we're basically doing a rehab on 4A. We're doing a rehab on 2. And the decision that the board made was to kind of, there were some options in there in terms of how much of a replacements and upgrades we wanted to do specifically on well 2. And the board decided, let's just do like kind of the minimal that we really need at this time and just see kind of what we get when we get into the project. So we didn't proceed. We proceeded as instructed. So essentially, where we're at right now is the pump contractors got the material on order. Their schedule is to start in January. They're gonna pull probably both at the same time, and then the well driller falls right behind them. So there's two contractors to coordinate. It should be a process that's completed in early February. So they'll probably pull the wells out second week of January.
Okay.
And then we're waiting on some equipment for the replacement pump in 2. Which is like only a 3 or 4 week lead item, and that's already been ordered. And right now we're waiting on input from DDW on guidance for the column pipe that we're gonna put in to deepen well 4A and the new column pipe that we're gonna use on well 2. We got prices for a non-coated pipe, which is traditionally what we've always used or conventionally what we've always used. But recent legislation was for all new facilities to use everything that's in accordance with NSF 61. And the only way to address that on wells on column pipe was to get the pipe coated with an epoxy coating, which adds quite a bit of cost to it. So on new pump stations, we just say it's all new, it's all coated, everything. But on these rehabs, we want to try to see if, hey, a lot of the stuff's existing, we're just trying to match what's there. We're gonna like deepen this pump, and they don't require you to replace everything with NSF 61. It's just new stuff. So I just want some guidance on that. If they say we need to get it coated, it will increase the price. We already have a cost item for that. But.
So they need to say binders, extend it with light product. They can say whatever you extend it has to be coated.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they can say everything has to be coated because you're doing work on it.
They could say, but that's unlikely, but they could say that. That's unlikely.
Okay. Well, we don't have an answer on that yet.
We don't, no. So we're still waiting on that. But that's a 2 week lead item product, so I'm hoping to get their answer.
They have, they're addressing that, they just haven't gotten back to us?
Yeah, the state hasn't gotten back to me. So once they do get back to me, it'll take the contractor 2 weeks to procure the material, whichever
one. What did we make allowances for? Which process did we make allowances for when we approved the project?
It was just the minimum. You know, we were kind of going at this, hoping to
extend with light product.
Light product.
Okay.
Yeah, light product. And so I think the direction that the board gave you at that, because I wasn't at that board meeting, was proceed as though we can do this on the minimum options, and then if the higher cost options are needed, then we would come for, because it would require a budget modification. And that was the key issue there.
Okay. So that's what I wanted to be clear in my head.
Yeah.
Is that it for number one?
Yeah.
Thank you. Number two.
Okay. So there is some material in the packet for this one, and this is to give you an update on the water CIP projects and some strategies that we're considering to make those more cost efficient. The first is kind of first one that says water CIP strategies and all the options. And everything else is supplementary material that I might refer to. But essentially, we have three key CIP projects that were related to reliability and growth. They were related to the capacity, the design capacity of the system. So the three projects are Well 8, Newport Water Treatment Plant Storage Tank, and Willow Water Treatment Plant Filter and Backwash Tank. So those are three projects that have been on the CIP for a number of years since the master plan was built. They've been getting kind of kicked down the road because of what we've been seeing with demands not being where they were anticipated to be due to all of the factors that we're all aware of. So at this point, we're saying, well, the projects are still on the CIP and they should still be completed based on looking at conservation and looking, bracketing where this build out might take us. Even with conservation, these projects are probably still required. But now we're looking at ways to maybe make it more efficient, maybe make it, you know, just lower costs. And so one concept that we were talking about that we're interested in proceeding, you know, with a further evaluation of would be making Well 8 a standalone filter site. And so this table here compares what we're talking about there. So alternative A is just proceed as planned, do the three projects. And the three projects, again, Well 8, Newport Storage, and, yeah, it's $3.9 million for those total. And what our preliminary analysis is we can actually turn Well 8 into its own standalone filter site, removing the water treatment plant filter at Willow, and removing the need for the storage tank at Newport. And I can walk through kind of what the basis of that finding is. It would make Well 8 as a standalone filter site a more expensive project because it would need a filter on that site and it would need to be a bigger site. It would need to have chlorination facilities. It wouldn't just be the raw water supply well stations. It would be a standalone well station that treats the water and goes right into the system. Because it's treating directly into the system, it takes burden off of Newport and Willow. And the reason we needed the storage tank at Newport was because as the build-out increases, the peak flow in the system increases and taxes that tank more. And what the analysis in the master plan showed was at some point throughout this build-out process, we start eating into the fire safety reserve at Newport. And that's why we put a tank there. But if we put Well 8, and Well 8 takes enough burden off of Newport and Willow, but really it's Newport, then we don't need the tank at Newport. And preliminarily, based on kind of paper calculations, I would say, without running any rigorous hydraulic modeling or anything, it looks like that would be the case. So again, we did compare the costs. And it looks like that option would be cheaper than the three projects combined. And there could be other benefits too, because what we'd be doing is adding a third source of water to the system, which improves the hydraulics in the whole system. Right now we have two points of water. We have Newport and we have Willow.
Right.
Add Well 8, now you have a third one. So that improves efficiencies. So another thing that might happen, we don't know yet, what might happen is there were some pipeline projects envisioned in the master plan, like the Kellogg Creek crossing between Pantages and the central part of Discovery Bay.
Mm-hmm.
If it improves the efficiency enough, we may not even need those pipelines.
Because it'll feed off the other side.
Yeah, exactly. So it a lot of these statements really depend on the hydraulics in the system and requires modeling to analyze that. And
how
the location and the capacity of Well 8 all come into play there.
What's the variable with regards to supply? I mean, how confident are we that wherever we put this well over there, that it'll have plenty of supply independently, to address those issues?
Is the question how confident are we that the well would be, we'd get a good enough producing well?
Right. Yeah. That was the question.
Yeah. We're very confident in the ability to get water in the aquifer beneath us. pretty much anywhere in Discovery Bay. It's just a matter of.
Well, 7 kind of shows that too, because it's over in that.
Yeah.
It's on that side of town too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And did you say 5A? Did you say
no.
Reconnecting that? Okay.
If you did a standalone and you have its own tank, is there any additional manpower needed to operate that?
No.
So that's a really good question.
Just the SCADA system will handle it.
Yeah, it would just be like the other 2 plants. Just instead of having 2 plants, replace it at 3.
What's your thought on that? Or any other thought on that?
I think it's going one hand and watches the other there. I mean, you're going to expand one plant or add a third plant. During low peak time, you probably not going to run all 3 anyway. You might run well one, because during like slow time now, we might push out 400, 500 gallons per minute.
It would also increase our budget on maintenance then too, because we would now have a third plant and to shut down one to do maintenance on while 2 are running. And we could,
yeah.
You couldn't run the whole of Discovery Bay on A, well, like standalone, because you don't have storage tanks.
I'm with you, but
yeah.
I mean, what I'm confused, and I should know this, and I'm sorry, I'm a little bit off today, but
yeah.
So the Willow plant, when we look at the Willow filter and backwash. What does that have to do with anything over on that side? I mean, how do the hydraulics run here again?
We
don't run them back.
They're all feeding into the same network.
Yeah, it's one big loop system. So they all feed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if your demands were low enough, you could turn a whole plant off and everybody's fed on one plant.
Yeah, that's what happens now.
Except 8, because 8 wouldn't be,
well,
8 wouldn't be built to that capacity, it wouldn't have storage tanks.
Well, no, yeah, it wouldn't have storage tanks, so,
I mean, 8 could be,
let me see if I can explain the storage. The whole reason that we have storage tanks in this town is so that we don't have to have so many wells to meet the peak flow. Some systems do go without tanks, but then they need more wells so that they can meet the peak flow. And they really over-design on the well, and then they have a lot of well maintenance to take care of, too. So in our case, we designed the system early on, you know, when the system was first being conceived, to have the tanks take care of the peak flow and the wells take care of the maximum day demand. So long as they could fill the tanks throughout the average day, you know, the average max day, and then the tanks take care of the peak, so they're peaking. And what we're saying is a little bit of a divergence from that, really. I mean, we're saying we're going to have both. You know, we're going to have one well that feeds directly into the system through a filter, no tank, just directly into the system. And the system's big enough now that this well could be taking care of kind of the minimum base kind of demands of the system. And then you still have these plants to take care of peak. So there is a lot of that on larger systems. You have, you know, they have reservoirs to handle peak, and they have wells that directly feed into the system. So, you know, I looked at the Title 22, I looked at the code requirements, and we would still meet all the code requirements doing this concept.
So it's roughly $700,000.
Yeah,
$700,000 savings, if not maybe more. Like, if we could find an optimal spot to put well 8 and eliminate those Pantages crossings that we were proposing for fire flow purposes, really. I just don't know until we kind of spend the time, put it in the model, and look at different locations. But at 700 at least is kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, if we have to put in crossings for Pantages, they're going to pay for that.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I guess I wasn't.
Correct.
Okay.
They're the ones receiving the benefit. We receive a little cent on the side benefit from that. But
then that's fair.
It's a fairly substantial benefit.
Before we forget, though, someday down the line, the aquifer might have a problem. We might have a problem with the aquifer. So my thinking was, when I talked to Justin about this, is move 8 to the north end of Discovery Bay, where the elementary school is, buy some property out there, and then you're close to East Bay Mud's pipeline, and you can get water from there, and that surface water comes in. You would have to treat it more than what we're treating today on the groundwater. And then, but it'd be a source to bring in, you'll have a spot. Because if the aquifers were to fail us today, you're almost out of water. You can't get water in.
No, right.
There's, I mean, it's a good point that the town doesn't have any external source of water or external source of connection other than the six wells that we currently operate. That's
or Title 22 water.
Or that, well, there's that could be, that's a whole nother thing, but definitely there could be a source of water there for a portion of the demand.
Yeah.
Right.
So to do the modeling and the analysis would be about how much?
It's like a $20,000 study.
And that's included in this number right here?
No, but the 20 is off the decimal there too. It'd be, I guess it would make it 3.22, but technically maybe not. I mean, even because it's really just, it's kind of just part of the engineering for well 8 also. Like what we would fold in with that is doing the site study for well 8. So even if we decided as a group not to do the standalone, the work we do there would be helpful in identifying the site for well 8, even as it was originally the Chinino site. So we'd be comparing both options in this study. We'd be saying well 8 as the CIP planned it and well 8 as a standalone site. And so the first thing we want to do is look at a map and say, well, what are even the potential sites? And then we would update the model with Bernie and Virgil, any pipes that have been changed since the master plan. And then we would run the analysis for well 8 at these different sites. Say, where is it optimal? Where do we get the best benefit on piping, on eliminating the storage tank at Newport? And how small can we make it? Maybe it doesn't need to be. So this cost right here is based on an 1,800 gallon minute well. Maybe we do the modeling and say, we can get all these benefits with a 1,000 gallon minute well, and then makes it cheaper, you know? So I don't think that number will go up. It'll only go down. I don't think it'll be a 2,000 gallon minute well, because I was pretty conservative in the way I looked at the demand.
So it's really simple. It's really simple to evaluate the benefit of something by looking at purely at the numbers and say, oh, hey, it's $700,000.
Yeah.
Benefit, boom, that's no brainer, right?
Yeah.
What are the downsides to it? What would be a reason?
I think you guys are touching on the downsides. I would like, as a group, to think more about the long-term O&M of having a third plant. And so I think that should be part of this, is maybe some meetings where we think about how should we think about O&M with these plants and third plant. And so potentially permitting would be something. I think there should be an interaction with DEW and let them know, hey, we're thinking of going a different direction than what the master plan laid out and what the system currently operates at. Make sure there isn't some kind of a, I don't think there will be anything
right
there, but there, just to make sure we've covered the basis in diverging this way.
Okay.
So O&M is kind of the big picture thing. Downside, I guess part of the analysis that I looked at was like reliability too. And so now we're relying on three sources. So what happens when well 8's down, right? That's another iteration of that, reliability thing. It's like, first it's what's the largest well off at Newport? What's the largest well off at Willow? What's the resulting impacts to the system? Now we have a third one go offline, right? So what's the impact of that going? So I just think more than, the kind
well,
of...
Well, you're going to have that anyway.
Is that?
You're going to have that if it's not a standalone. You're going to have, when you put in well 8, you're still going to have that if the well goes down.
The what if, yeah.
The what if, but here's the way I look at it, though. If, let's say well 8 was dependent on the Newport facility, right?
Yeah.
To operate. Well,
yeah.
The Newport facility goes down. You got two.
Yeah.
You're wiped out. You got well 8 down, and you got everything off of
so
well 7 and well.
It could improve reliability, and I think the key is defining what those scenarios mean.
Okay.
Like when we say Newport, all of the I agree with you. It adds reliability in that scenario, but what would have to happen for that scenario to happen? How likely is it? It's probably, it could be because these plants are 15 to 20 years old, so we're starting to see maintenance required at these plants. And so that was a thought I had, was adding a third plant, it's...
Every time you say something like that, I go, why did I run for this job?
Should I
have been out of here by now?
In the blink of an eye.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry, I'm not really with it. I really don't feel well.
I just wanted to add one thing. Our business office can figure into this somewhat. I did have Justin do a footprint on the Willow Lake plant. If we put a backwash tank in and a new filter there, and there is a way to do that and
still retain our current office building. So
that's not a factor anymore.
I don't think it's as much as a factor as we thought it was.
Switch to this figure right here is in there, and that's just a good visual, I think, and shows it. So there's schematics that we show what the improvements are, and then this is just an aerial view. So that one is the Newport one, so there's another one that's below.
I was gonna say that looks nothing like what other one.
So if we proceed as planned on the CIP, this would be the footprint for the backwash.
And you could go with the blue or the gold, right?
Yeah,
it's
that's
a
right.
Those are options.
Blue or the gold, and those would be placements for the filter and backwash tank. Mm-hmm. And Bernie even suggested we may not even need to do the backwash tank.
Oh, the building starts.
Say we don't do this standalone filter.
This is the building.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of
off the one blue filter.
Right. Exactly.
But you know, if that does take up a lot of space, I was saying, you know, one of the options that we could do potentially mm-hmm. is move. Landscaping in there, and then make an offer on this firehouse.
And move the offices over there.
And remodel those offices
sure make
to
more
be
sense
the town offices.
Yeah,
make more sense. Okay, let's stay on topic here for now.
So
what are you looking for from us, Justin?
The
recommendation.
The recommendation is to conduct this study to see if there's merit in this alternative. If we should even consider this alternative.
We can't extend.
No, we can recommend that the board approve.
Recommend the board that.
Correct.
I would say
we make the expenditure to do this stuff.
Yeah, and it would be.
My feeling is that the committee can support that.
Right.
Okay.
And the
you got that, Carol?
The study should be considered part of Well 8 design, essentially, which there already is a budget for.
Okay.
So it's not really asking for a new capital improvement item.
Gotcha.
It's really initiating the Well 8 CIP project.
Did you get that, Dina?
As the design.
I do.
You have a question though.
After?
Okay, so what we're going to do, the decision of the board is to make a recommendation to go with the study. I need a scope of work for you. If you get it reasonably to me during the first week of January, we can have it on the middle of the.
Okay.
On the 19th board meeting, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Justin. Item 3 is you also.
No, I think that's Bruce.
Item 3 is not you.
I'll let him speak if he wants to talk.
No.
Check it.
I didn't prepare this one. I'll just get up and dance.
No. All right. Earlier part of this year, our outgoing governor passed a law that he wants to have folks use only 55 gallons a day per person,
mm-hmm.
starting in 1923. Well, that got pushed back a little bit to 1925. Two more of the laws came into effect here. Senate Bill 606 and this Assembly Bill 1668, very similar in water management concept, but they now dictate that we're going to start to generate some reports to the state showing them how we plan to make these things happen and so forth. And I want the board to be aware, especially you two board members, because by 2020 we start to now do some preliminary reporting to the state. And so you just need to be aware of that concept. There'll be more talk about the 55 gallons per person. Also in this, in these plans, or Sacramento's talking about, is one of the things when they made the statement of 55 gallons per person, they knew they did not have a number assigned per person based on where they reside in, primarily for landscaping, pools, and stuff like that, because different areas, say Half Moon Bay, you would probably use very little water for landscaping, mm-hmm. and along the coast, where inland, and different parts of the inland, you'd use more than others. So their thinking right now is adding a second water meter to every home in California, and that second water meter would be the one that go straight to for irrigation, and your current water meter you have today would be only used for inside the home. That's the thinking.
Well, okay.
Is that really
so there's something on top? So is the 55 split up then, or is that an addition?
55 is only per percent,
indoor.
Not indoor only.
Yeah.
So that's showers,
so they didn't make any allowance for landscaping.
That's correct. And they knew that. They
yeah.
said that.
Yeah.
They did not have that, and they said they're going to come back with that.
The
number.
Idea is that the outdoor would be kind of a locally focused thing. It wouldn't be just a
Well, why should somebody that wants to convert desert to grass be able to use more water than somebody that's that doesn't? That's stupid.
Yeah. This whole thing is stupid, and I visited with Senator Glazier yesterday, Tuesday, and I said this is ridiculous, and he says, well, there's no enforcement provision in it.
Right.
Well, I went back and read it a little more, but there are civil penalties. When an order is adopted to it, that's when the civil penalties will attach.
$1,000.
So these guys are led to believe, well, this is a goal. This is just an objective. Well, they voted on something they weren't familiar with.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
I mean, I think the enforcement is still being developed.
You've got to approve it more to see what's in it.
Thank you, Nancy.
I just want to let you be aware.
Thank you. I'm going to move out of the state right now. Got a little place up in Montana, a white feather I'm looking at.
Go for it.
3,200 feet, a little snow blowing, but not bad.
Good for us, then.
No, that's the elevation, not the square footage.
I'll be driving.
Nice! That was good, though.
It's called
a compound. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what the underground square footage is.
All right.
Okay,
is
that it?
That's it.
Okay.
I think that we should update the full board about that requirement.
Put together a report
just
for just a concise
2-minute thing?
That you can, so the rest of the board, that's a good point. So they don't
Put it under
put under management report.
Manager's report.
Do you have management report version? You have to get a small report.
Two,
got it.
2 minutes. That's all you get.
Anything else, guys?
Two and a half.
No.
Hi, Aaron.
How's it going?
Good. How are you, man?
Doing good.
I want to wish everybody Merry Christmas, and thanks for all your hard work, and let's see
you tomorrow.